This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. And of course, around about this time every Monday morning, our weekend warrior, Anthony Dockrell, comes in, helps you make sense of all the news that happened when you were doing other more interesting things on the weekend. You take a bullet for us every weekend, Anthony. I really appreciate that.
I know. I'm checking the news about five times a day on the weekend, just making sure that some little morsel doesn't scrape under the floor.
Well, tell us what tasty tidbits you have for us.
Well, look, you know, it's the weekend. It's the time to decompress, Nick, you know. You know, we're all trying to take it easy. What a perfect time for Trump to jump on Twitter.
Fantastic time, I think.
Yeah. Jumped on Twitter and accused Obama of tapping his phones during the election. I've got the actual tweet here. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon / Watergate. Bad or sick? Guy! Exclamation mark.
The idea he might be sick, like somehow it's an issue. Obama just can't get enough wiretapping.
Let it go. Let it go, Obama. Now, the evidence for this, which is actually a criminal offence, was surprisingly lacking from Trump. Now, some of Trump's lackeys hit Twitter. Former Trump advisor and mentor Roger Stone hit Twitter demanding that Obama be convicted and jailed
immediately.
Just remember, there's no evidence for any of this. You know, what can you say about Trump that hasn't been said already? You know, unhinged, dangerous, calculating.
It is calculating.
These tweets are part of a game plan. He wants to keep people completely off kilter all the time and chasing a whole lot of nonsense. You know, Trump actually had a very bad week with damaging links to the Kremlin just going on and on and on. They're refusing to go away. So why not just create a circus?
It's been working for 2 years.
The other thing too that a lot of people won't realise because they don't go onto certain websites, which I try to avoid, but I do go on there about once a week just to see what the hell's going on.
Braver man than me.
Trump's also feeding into a conspiracy theory from the alt-right about the shadow government. And for some unknown reason, Obama is part of the shadow government. Now, I would have thought Obama had too high a profile to be part of a secret government.
You know, having just been the government.
Trump's kind of feeding two animals here. He's basically trying to create a circus, but he's also feeding his base.
He is indeed.
Now, there's a pretty simple solution to all of this for mainstream news. Ignore Twitter. Dump it. You know, you wouldn't go to InfoWars to get information. Why go to Twitter?
That is a tough one because when the president is saying such unhinged rubbish,
yeah.
Is that not news? But I get rubbish. Really convoluted about this. I get really convoluted about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. So, look, also on the weekend, Pauline Hanson went on The Insiders and showed off her beautiful mind. She praised Vladimir Putin.
Of course.
You know, he's one of the greatest leaders.
Good enough for Trump, good enough for Pauline.
Compared the government's vaccination policy to, you know, being in a dictatorship and also questioned whether vaccines work.
Have we gone anti-vax?
Yep, she's gone anti-vax. And then she had to go to favourite punching bag Islam. And I'll read a quote here. It is purporting to be a religion, but I believe it to be a political ideology. Who wants to impose their Sharia law and impose their way of life and their thoughts processes on the rest of our society. They hate Western society. They want to change us. Do you want to be changed? Would you be happy under Islam? What can you say, Nick?
That hasn't already been said.
And I think the really scary thing is that there's members of the government nodding along in agreement when she's saying that.
Yeah.
But let me just say, she's a fruitcake.
Wow.
She's a fruitcake. I think one of the big problems at the moment is that everyone's too scared to speak plainly about Pauline Hanson and One Nation. It's a fringe party. It should be but it's treated seriously by the media and by the Liberal Party. Hello, have our preferences.
I was about to say, it's not just the media. Thank you, WA.
One Nation is a fringe party full of fruitcakes. I mean, Malcolm Roberts.
We do love Malcolm. He's always good for a quote.
But, you know, I think if more people said that, and people in a lot higher positions than myself said that, the allure of voting for One Nation would wear off pretty quickly.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think it would. I don't think it'd be something that you'd be going down the pub and telling your mates if your mates are then going to turn around and look at you like you just crap your pants. So, look, finally, this didn't actually happen on the weekend. It happened on Friday arvo, which is kind of in the grey zone.
That's but my it weekend. Got, it, I was well in weekend mode by then.
But it got reported on the weekend, so I'm claiming it. Former PM, John Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone noticing a bit of a pattern this morning?
We've had
three of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, Trump, Hanson and Howard. So John Howard was giving a talk where one of the things he did during the talk, he explained his theory about why Trump actually won. Now, strangely, this theory wasn't about Russian interference or Clinton's disengagement with the working class. No, Howard laid out his theory, and this is what he said. This is what he said. There are two things that were critical to Trump's success that I personally identify with very strongly. He did articulate the resentment of many Americans towards the avalanche of political correctness under which not only Americans are living, but Australians are living. So it was political correctness.
It was, you know, the tyranny of respect.
You know, Nick, everyone's had a gut full of political correctness.
Now, shocking.
When I say everyone, I mean Howard, Trump, Bernardi, Christensen, Abetz, Ross Cameron, Mark Latham. Everyone's had a gut full of political correctness.
There he is, the fourth member of the apocalypse. You just named him. The sky must be opening and fire raining down by now.
But maybe he has a point. You know, why can't I be sexist, racist, homophobic? Why can't I go through life without any thought of other people's feelings?
Don't we have a right to be a bigot?
Yeah. I mean, why can't I go through life as just a big, dumb version of Ross Cameron? Who wouldn't want to live in that society?
Who wouldn't? God.
It would be like a big, gigantic branch meeting of One Nation. But look, before I'm too dismissive of Howard, we must remember that he was Prime Minister for 11 very successful years.
Yes.
And I remember him as somebody who definitely had his finger on the sphincter of the country. That was the weekend.
Anthony, thank you very much for that. That was shocking. I do very much appreciate it.